Okay, we're up to Perek Elu and Alaikin, dealing with Malkus. And the Gemara here on Yigim Alamed Beis tells us the rule. We have a number of exceptions, things that don't get Malkus. Lav Shem B'Maisa, Lav Anitik La'asei, because it has to be Dumya the Lav Dechasima. It says, Loi Sassim Shar B'Dishai, in the Parsha Malkus. And Loi Sassim Shar B'Dishai means there's a Lav against muzzling a Shar while it threshes. So you only get Malkus if it's similar to Laisachim Sharbadishai, and the two most famous exceptions are Alav Shem B'Maisa and Alav Netik La'asei, that they don't get Malkus. So there's a Kasha, he does Kasha here, which is a very interesting, difficult Kasha. He says, how does any Lav in the whole Torah get Malkus? Every Lav is Netik La'asei of Tshuva. There's a mitzvah asay to do tshuva. And the mitzvah asay knocks off the lois asay. Just like every, what's a lav and nitik lasay? You have a lav, a person steals. It's nitik lasay if you return the gzela, so you have a measure of kapara. Or a person takes the eggs, imalabonim. So there's a mitzvah asay afterwards to be nitik lasay. You can go back and send away the mother later. It's misakein nitik la'asei means it's a tikkun to the lav. So he asks, l'maisa, there's a mitzvah sasei to do tshuva, and tshuva is mechaper on the lav that you are over. Probably mechaper on the lav more than returning heshavas gezela is mechaper on gezela. You still do the aver of gezela. So why shouldn't we say that you never get malchus? Every lav in the Torah is nitik to the essay of tshuva, and you shouldn't get malchus. This is the chidas kasha. It's really a very shvara kasha. And it, usually, if you have a kasha that there are a bunch of terutzim to, it means that there's no solid teretz. They're very, very difficult to come to a teretz. What? Okay, but what about other lav? I'm eating the vela. If he ate Nevela, so he gets Malkus. It's not Nitik La'asei. But the kasha is, it is Nitik La'asei. Because you do tshuva on eating Nevela, it's Menatik the Lav. And it's also Mitzvah Sasei. Tshuva is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. What? Tshuva takes it away more than Hashavas Gezela takes away Gezela.
Why? Because when a person steals from someone, he gives it back.
I'm glad you approve. But I would think Fakir Tshuva could turn a lav into Zchuyas. And returning Zela doesn't fix the lav. You still have to do Tshuva for the lav. Why? Why is that any less than... You mean it's not connected to it? It's not connected? If someone takes the eggs...
I won't repeat the action over again. That's part of tshuva. That if the action ever came to him, the same...
And therefore...
I'm saying the opposite.
Oh, okay. So speaking up for me, you're saying that if he does right... I think Marty's right. If he does right, it is the tshuva. What? It's general. Therefore, so I saw someone says, just there's a lav should be closed, there's an asay should be closed. But there's no real source for it. It's a svara. But I don't know. It needs more of a proof. Yes?
Isn't it something
And why? And for gezela, if you return gezela, you don't need a kapara for the gezela. You still need a kapara for the gezela. You think gezela. If anything, tshuva, we're always taught, erases it. A tshuva ma'ava certainly erases it. Lagamri, it makes it like a schus. I would think tshuva is the biggest nitik. It's the biggest thing that overturns it. I think. Oh, good. Okay, so the Stechemed, in the third volume of Stechemed, what? Tshuva has vidui, charata, kabbalah, alasim. So he's saying it has to be a maisa. So again, it's a svara, like he said, that's a seisha b'klalai, so it's a seisha yesh b'maisa. Maybe, you have to prove it. You have to have it. So that's the terrors of hearing from two sides. In the Sechemed, in the third volume, on page 301, he brings the kash, he brings a number of terrors, and he likes this terrors that they're saying. But I have a problem with the terrors. So first I'll tell you what he says. I'll ask you a question. He says, it sounds like a geshmak of terrors. What did the Gemara say? Why is a lav anitik lasei doesn't get malchus? Because it has to be dumya de lav de chasima. It has to be like vaisasim shar b'dishai. And vaisasim b'dishai is a maisa. So the same thing, you only get malchus with a maisa. Lav shem b'maisa, you don't get malchus. Vaisasim shar b'dishai is not a not a lav anitik lasei. So b'meila, it has to be not a lav anitik lasei. So the chida is asking that it's nitik terasei of tshuva. So the Stechemet says, but Laisasim Shar B'disha is also nitik to the Asay of Tshuva. Laisasim Shar B'disha is also nitik to the Asay of Tshuva. So Memela, it's still Dumya de Lav de Chasima. It's still similar to Laisasim Shar B'disha. The reason a Lav and Nitik Laisasim doesn't get Malchus is only when it's Einai Daima to Laisasim Shar B'disha. So here it's a chap that Laisasim Shar B'disha is also nitik to the Asay of Tshuva. So that can't be a reason to pater you. That's the terrors. The terrors you like. It's all simple classic. I much don't understand the terrors. I think the terrors makes it more schwer. I'll tell you why. Why do we pater every lava nitta class say? Because it's not similar to Lysasim Sharbadisha. But now you're telling me that Lysasim Sharbadisha is nitta class say. That's what you're saying. Lysasim Sharbadisha is also nitta class say of children. If Laisasim Shar B'disha is also nitik to the Asay of Tshuva, so every lava nitik lasei should get malchus because it's domi the lav de chasima. So the teretz really doesn't seem to help. What? So it has to be lav shenitik l'shtei aseis to pater. I mean, the outside of the Asay of Tshuva could be. I'd like to try to share with you my own teretz, but you're not taking a chance on wasting your time because I'm going to tell you a Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch does not come to answer this kasha. Michas Chinuch says a gevaldige chiddush. It's a geshmak of Michas Chinuch. So I'll tell it to you. And then once you hear the Michas Chinuch, I just think it answers the chidah's kasha. The kasha again, the original kasha, that every lav shouldn't get malchus. It's a lav and nitik lasei because it gets undone by an asei of tshuva. So I'll tell you Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch, I think, is Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalid. Shin Samach Dalid. By Tshuva, he says the following. There are two sources in the Torah for doing Tshuva, for the mitzvah of Tshuva. One is next week's parasha in Tzav, is Vadu es Chatasam. It says a few places in Sefer Vayikra. Then when you bring a Chatas, you say Vidui. Is Vadu es Chatasam, you say Vidui, and it's a Kapara. Later, the Iker Mitzvah Seif Tshuva is actually mentioned in Parshas Nitzavim, Shaftar Hashem Elokecha, and there also we find the idea of doing Tshuva. The Michas Chinuch says the following Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush, but he has great rayas to it. Michas Chinuch says, we all know, we learn El time, there are three parts of Tshuva. Charata, Vidui, Kabbalah La'asid. You have to regret it, say Vidui, and Kabbalah La'asid. The Michas Chinuch says that to get rid of the Aveira, you don't have to do tshuva, these three steps. To get rid of the Aveira, it's enough charata. If you have charata belayv, that's enough to get rid of the Aveira. Aye, what about charata, vidu b'peh, kabbalah la'asid? He says, that's a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh in the Torah to have charata, vidu b'peh, kabbalah la'asid. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. But to get rid of the Aveira, you don't need it. He brings some Geshmak Arayas. I'll tell you one. It's a Gemara Kedusha Memtes. A man is Mekadesh Anisha. He says, Hariyah Mekadesh Aslim at the Ba'azuk Da'vash Yisrael, Al Minas Shani Tzadik Gomor. He makes a condition, the dating. She says, maybe you're not a Tzadik. He says, I am a Tzadik. He says, you know what? I'll be Mekadesh you, Al Minas Shani Tzadik Gomor. Good. So he gives a kedushin, Abadosh, and he's tzaddik gomor. So now they check him out. He's not a tzaddik gomor, you know. He ties his right shoe before his left shoe, or, you know, the other aveiros that people sometimes do. So he's not a tzaddik gomor. Everything's relative. Okay, so he's a cholashit, he's not a tzaddik gomor. He eats nevelis, and in Yom Kippur he eats. He's a vadai, mohudadik, and not a tzaddik gomor. So Gemara says he needs a get. Why does he need a get? Because shemehir b'tshuva b'libay. Maybe when he was telling her, I'm a tzaddik gomor, after all, it's important to him. The Gemara says, shemehir b'tshuva b'libay. So Zokta Michas Chinuch, what do you mean shemehir b'tshuva b'libay? You need vidoy in Kabbalah ala asid. Why does the Gemara say shemehir b'tshuva b'libay? You need vidoy, right? You have to say achet shetam l'fanecha. You need Kabbalah ala asid. And he did that. That the Gemara doesn't say he did. It says Shemay Hira Tshuva B'Levi. So the Michas Chinuch, this is a very geshmak araya, that the Avera gets erased by Charata. You have Charata, you did an Avera, the Avera gets erased. There's a mitzvah say to do also Vidui B'Peh, Kabbalah L'Asid. That's a certain formula to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah say. But to get rid of the Aveira, you don't need the mitzvah sasei. To get rid of the Aveira, it's enough to charata. That's what he says. To turn it into a mitzvah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not exactly what I'm saying. Okay. This answers for me a kasha I always had on the Yom Kippur davening. In Yom Kippur, we say the Al-Chaitz, we do tshuva. That's what Yom Kippur is about. There's no Kabbalah ala Asid in the whole Shemini Esrei. There's no place where it says that I'm not going to sin. Yiratzel fanecha shaleach died. All right. So there's a mention of Yiratzel shaleach died. If you consider that Kabbalah, it's not a Kabbalah, it's a Yiratzel, but maybe you're right. In the Vidur Shchiv Meirah of the Ramban wrote a Vidur Shchiv Meirah. It's printed in some of the... Some of the Siddurim have a David Shchiv Meirah. It was written by the Ramban. And it's for someone who's a Shchiv Meirah, who's dying. There's no Kabbalah ala Asid for obvious reasons. The fellow's dying. So what's he going to make a Kabbalah ala Asid? So Vaita, it bothered me. Why isn't there a Kabbalah ala Asid? What kind of tshuva is it? This Chlal, what kind of tshuva? The guy's dying. He said, will you sin again? Never. Of course he's not going to sin again. You know, he's not a Baruch. But the Michas Chinuch says, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Tshuva is karata. If you have karata, it's oisaveir. There's a mitzvah sasei to do tshuva with vidui and kabbalah l'asid. You don't have the mitzvah sasei, but that's nothing to do with tshuva. Tshuva is one thing, and kabbalah l'asid is something else. What about every day hashamnu bagadnu? There's a kabbalah l'asid there. So why is there kabbalah l'asid? So vaita, it's the Michas Chinuch says that one thing has nothing to do with the other. Turns out, it's not a lav. What was the chidas kasha? Every single lav is nitik lasei of tshuva. The asei of tshuva takes it off. It's not true. The asei of tshuva doesn't take it off. Charata takes it off. It's true. Charata, that's not a mitzvah asei. Charata is tshuva, which takes off the aveira. That's not a mitzvah asei. The mitzvah sasei is an independent mitzvah to have charata vidui kabbalah ala asid. That's the mitzvah sasei. But the lav is not nitik to that asei. It's true that if you have charata, you get rid of the lav. But it's not the asei that does it. The asei is a three-part mitzvah, which is an independent mitzvah. And memela, to call it a lav nitik lasei is not true. The lav could be nitik, but not asei. You don't have to become the asei to be menatik. So this is, it's a geshmak in Michas Chinuch anyway. It's a nice, I say it's a nice thing. I mean, it's a geshmak idea that if you have charata, it's enough. And granted, the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Kedushin says, just like if you do Averis and you have charata, it goes off. The Gemara says, somebody who does mitzvahs and he's tayal rishaynais, it also goes off. The Gemara says it goes both ways. Somebody ask you. If someone does mitzvahs, and so Gemara says it goes the other way too. You think he needs a Kabbalah ala Asid never to do mitzvahs again? Like the reverse person. He did mitzvahs, he's Tayal HaRishayna, he loses the mitzvahs. You think the Gemara means he makes a Kabbalah ala Asid, I'm never going to do a mitzvah again? I don't think so. No one understands the Gemara that way. So that they recite also doesn't need a Kabbalah ala Asid. To get rid of it, to get rid of the Aveira, it's enough to have the Charata, even without the Kabbalah ala Asid. We're all nervous, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Kabbalah ala Asid, how serious is it? Do you really mean it? Every year you say it, all the usual complaints. Turns out, to have kapara, you don't need it. Not need to klasay. You don't need to nasay to be mekabel al asid. You don't need it to get rid of the lav. Anyway, this is the chidas. I think it's very geshmak akasha. And you have at least two possible turuts in this. The chemes teretz and this teretz. Okay. A good Shabbos.